Have you ever cut a chicken open and see his goozle?
No, I always just bought mine at the grocery store.
Well,
the
crawl, but chickens have a crawl in there.
Uh-huh.
And I think they have a crawl instead of a stomach.
Uh-huh.
And I think that crawl takes the place of the stomach, and that's called a goozle.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. I never heard the word goozle until I started.
Is that right?
Well, now, could you have talk about a goozle in connection with a person? Or is this always...
I don't think people have goozles.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Because they have a stomach to take care of their food. An abdomen.
Okay. These are...
Shoulders.
And this is...
Your finger.
And on my hand, I have five...
You have four fingers and one thumb.
Right. That was going to be my next question. And this is my left
hand.
And the plural of hand is?
Hey, bud.
The plural of hand. One hand, two.
Oh, hands. I didn't understand plural.
Okay. And this part of hand is?
Arm.
And this part?
Your wrist.
And this is the
arm.
And this?
Elbow.
And this?
Chest.
And this is the
stomach.
And this is the
leg.
This?
Knee.
This?
Thigh. Calf. Shin.
And this?
Foot.
Okay. And everybody walks on two?
Feet.
And this part right here?
Ankle.
Okay. Let's see. Would you tell me what time that clock face says, please, up in the left-hand corner? The big hand is pointing at the 9, I'm supposed to be, in the little hand at the 5.
You want me to tell you what time it is, that?
Uh-huh.
4:45.
Okay. And in the top right-hand corner, what do you call that, the... A comb
right there?
Uh-huh.
A hose.
Okay.
Carpenter's hose.
And right underneath that, you put a piece of firewood in it?
Sawing log. A place where you put logs to saw. I don't know what you call them things.
Okay.
Now, my husband could tell you that. To be sure.
And now, what about the thing next to that?
That's a carriage, baby carriage.
And if you had a baby in a baby carriage, you would?
Push it.
Okay. Now, let's see, in this one, let's say this is a field, and it's got a fence around it, and a person's standing over here, and he wants to get to this corner over here. So either he can walk all the way around like that, or he can climb across the fence and go
through.
Okay. Would you ever use the word kitty corner or catty corner? Or?
I have used it, uh-huh.
And which one of those would you use?
Which one of these?
No, I mean, would you say catty corner or kitty corner?
I call it catacomb.
Catacomb?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now here, these are two houses, and this is a crossroad.
I see. Mm-hmm.
Now, what would you say about the relationship? You say one house is what from the other, or there?
Parallel with the other?
Well, you could, but what I'm getting at again is whether you'd say catacomb to mean that relationship. See, this is a crossroad.
It's catacomb.
Okay. yeah, let me see this one. Which one was I going to... Oh, yeah, I remember. If it's not right for a person to do something, you want to tell him it's not right for him to do it. If it's a child or something, you might say, Johnny, you what do that?
Mustn't do that?
Yeah, or...
You can't do that?
Well, what I'm getting at is whether you'd say shouldn't or oughtn't.
You should.
Sure. Okay, fine.